As you know, the On Farm podcast is brought to you by the team at Seen and Heard PR and Marketing, and I just wanted to remind you about a new initiative that's happening here called On Record. On Record is a project to preserve voices, stories and memories for the future with your very own audio recording. So we're recording memories of rural life. We're travelling around Scotland, working with families and organisations to capture precious voices of family members or staff members or long-serving office bearers to preserve those for posterity and sometimes for historical value. So if you think this project is something that you'd like to be involved in, and maybe you have a grandparent or a parent that you'd like to capture on audio while you can, please do get in touch. You can find out more at onrecordmemories.co.uk.
It was a very strong show, especially amongst the sheep.
Hello, welcome to On Farm. This is Monty. I'm very pleased to say that the summer show season has kicked off. We've got a slightly different sounding episode for you this week. I'm handing the presenter reins over to the team at one of our brilliant partners and sponsors, Scottish law firm Gillespie McAndrew. They were in prime position right alongside the main ring at this year's Fife show. So, on this episode, co-presenters alongside on-farm producer Dave Howard are Carol McQuillan and Sam Cunnington from Gillespie McAndrew's Land and Rural Business Team.
My name's Carol and I work for the Land and Rural Business Department at Gillespie McAndrew in Edinburgh.
And hello, my name's Sam. I am a solicitor in the Land and Rural Business Team in Edinburgh, and I also go up to Perth occasionally to our Perth office.
We are right outside our tent at the moment. And we're looking at the sheep display, which I always love. People think of sheep sometimes and I think sheep. There are many different flavours of sheep. It's amazing.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they're Suffolk sheep. They've dyed them orange to make them more show-worthy.
Why do they do that? Oh, right.
I think that's to make them more show-worthy.
Ah.
I will be happily corrected.
Interesting.
On that.
I didn't know that.
And there's lots of dogs, lots of families.
We've got teas and coffees and places to sit down and chat in the tent where we can kind of bump into clients and say hello and, you know, have a chat in a different setting.
I think that's the main point. It's you're not in a formal, like when you see clients, you're either on the phone or you're in your offices, it's quite formal talking about business. Whereas out here, you know, everyone's with their families. We've brought our dogs or our families along and it's very informal. You chat about a little bit about business, but mainly about, you know, your own lives and everyone gets to meet the person rather than the lawyer and the client. You know, it's more than the relationship is different.
And some of our clients will be showing today.
Yes.
Yeah. In fact, I think one of our colleagues' husband might be showing some sheep.
Yes.
From coming up, and to be cut.
A big sheep for a wee man, this one.
It looks sharp, doesn't it? It looks sharp, but they're rounded because there needs to be a certain thickness to enter the wool of the sheep and not mark the skin.
And it should go. We'll do one more, and that'll do for this turn, and we'll be back on about a couple of them. If you want to pass the word, but we'll do one more.
I'm Chloe, and I'm from Cooper, so very local. My experience with Fife Show is mainly on the horsey side. I used to compete here a lot when I was younger. But obviously, it's an agricultural show, so there's lots of farm stuff goes on as well.
Great food, great company, great horses.
What's important about agricultural shows, do you think? What is it about?
To showcase breeds, different breeds, like endangered breeds, like the Clydesdales, the Highlands.
I think it lets people who maybe aren't agricultural see what goes on, obviously, yeah, showcasing all the animals and letting people that might not normally see that be able to see things that they wouldn't normally get to see.
I come to my local show and I go round all the people. I have done business with them. And if I don't get offered tea and coffee and probably whiskey, I will be a little annoyed.
Just looking around us here, we're seeing groups of people chatting, people getting together. It's really easy to underestimate how important this kind of social networking is, right?
It's vital. Farming and agriculture can often be an isolating business because you're working so much and so hard. You know, you're on your own farm. Yeah, you might be with your family or your employees, or you might be a worker, but you're often by yourself working. And when you shows like this, the Highland, you know, for Perth, Fife, whichever one you're at, even small local ones, you see your friends, you see farmers from across the field, and you get to meet them and you get to show what you've been doing for the past year, especially if you're a livestock farmer. Because farmers, how often do farmers, you know, it's not
other,
an office.
See what other people are doing as well.
Yeah.
As yourself.
And connect? Is that an important word?
I mean, it's a great family day. I think even if you're not in agriculture, it's such a great family day. There's so much to see and do here. You know, it's not just the animals. There's, you know, there's the horses. There's pipe bands earlier. You know, there's the craft fair over by the way. There's so much to see and do. You know, it's not just about animals. It's just about loads of stuff and getting together and chatting and having a nice day out.
So we've got a bit of a plan for this episode of the On Farm podcast, and I think you guys have got a few people waiting to speak to us. If we go through to the other side of the Gillespie McAndrew stand here, is that right?
Yeah, if the pipe band don't pipe up. So we're just walking from the back of our tent to the front, and it's right in front of the main enclosure, and there's straw bales, there's people sitting down, there's a bubble machine for the kids and the adults.
Never mind the kids, I've been having great fun with the bubble machine.
There's Connect 4 as well, going on, giant Connect 4.
And the carriage riding is on at the moment with the Clydesdales, oh my gosh.
They're so impressive,
they're
Clydesdale
so
horses,
amazing,
aren't they?
Yeah.
They must take a big lorry to carry those chaps around.
And they're all so smart looking, you know, the carriage riders, the horses look like they've been completely been for a spa day before they come.
And the riders as well, they've had a clean up as well.
I can't imagine the amount of care and attention that goes into getting
so
these animals ready for the ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost like a full-time job. It probably is a full-time
probably
job.
It's a full-time job for someone.
Yeah.
Let's hop over this straw bale because there's somebody over here I think we need to talk to.
Hello, I'm Carol McLaren and I'm Chief Executive of RSABI.
And Carol, really pleased to say we've caught up with you here right beside the main ring, the Gillespie McAndrew tent here at the Fife Show. What's a day like this all about for you? We've been talking, Sam and Carol and I, about how it's so important for people to come along to a show like this and connect socially and meet people and talk.
Yeah, well, this is actually National Mental Health Awareness Week, so it's particularly relevant, an event like this on a week that's celebrating all that's so important about connecting. And we've got people from all over. I've been walking around, I've been meeting people from quite a distance away who've come along today. And the good news is that they are chatting, they are opening up, which is really encouraging to see.
I guess this is a more relaxing environment to do that in. When there's other people around and it's a bit more of a relaxed, it's not work, is it? Although it's work for some people who are showing, but it's a lot more social here than being isolated in a tractor on your own.
Absolutely. I mean, this show is one of the first shows of the season, really, isn't it? And a lot of people will have been very lonely, are very much working on their own, working very long hours, probably not sleeping properly, maybe not eating properly as well. And they come along here, just relax, meet some people that they haven't met before, make some new friends, but also catch up with lots of people they haven't seen for a long time. It's really important.
Something else that's really important that's coming up is the Great Glen Challenge, the big fundraiser, big annual fundraiser for RSABI. I'll talk to you about that in a second, Carol, but I understand, Sam, you have previously taken part in the Great Glen Challenge, right? Tell me about what that was like. What was that? I'm guessing it was hard work.
Yeah, it's certainly a physical challenge. It's a relay of sorts. There's mountain biking, there's running, there's kayaking, and there's also walking. Last year, I had the fortune of doing the cycling, which is, I think it was about 49 kilometers through the Great Glen, a beautiful route in a beautiful part of the world. And yeah, physically challenging, but really rewarding because, you know, for me, it got me out of the office with our colleagues, and we did something that was slightly unusual, raising money for a great cause and meeting people who you wouldn't normally meet. Carol also competed, that shall I say, because it is a race. Carol did the walking element, and I'll let her speak to you about that.
It was so much fun, and probably easier for me doing the walking to be a bit more sociable. When you were cycling, you couldn't really chat, but I found it was a dead sociable thing as well. You know, walking, chatting to people that you didn't work beside and that were doing the same thing. It was so difficult to be competitive on the walk because the views were so amazing that you just kept wanting to stop and have a look at the view. It's like, we are never winning this because we keep stopping to look at the view.
You can't stop.
So good.
It's a race, Carol.
Different mindsets here.
Enough last year, yeah. But that was the problem. We just kept stopping to look at the stunning views. It was just such an amazing place. But great, yeah. You know, meeting people, chatting to people. I think I had the easy bit because I was walking and I had the ability to do that. When you were running and cycling, probably not so much. Although it was such a great atmosphere. All the teams, you know, it was just so good to meet loads of people and chat. It was a great event.
And we are looking for teams this year. We're extremely grateful for the support of Gillespie McAndrew, who have come on board as our main sponsor. So that's just an incredible boost. It means that every penny that we raise at the event will go to help RSABI and help in the work that we deliver. But we're looking for up to 25 teams of four, and each team has a support person as well to help them. And the event's on August the 25th. So if you head to the RSABI website, you can find how to sign up there. We'd love to have you with us on the day. It's absolutely stunning.
A great event, and it's not just professional people's teams. There was a lot of teams from other firms, but it's not just professionals you're looking for, is it?
Absolutely. We had, I think, three teams from the Young Farmers Association last year, which was great. So yeah, everyone's welcome, and you don't have to be a total athlete. There's definitely a real.
I certainly was not a total athlete,
and I think Sam had a
mixed abilities. Said Sam,
if you missed a challenge with his bike last year, I think.
Yeah, I don't have a mountain bike. I hired one, and I fell off. Is one of the hazards of mountain biking, and I think I broke the stem on the seat, so my knees were up around my ears as I was going up and down these hills. And if there's any mountain bikers or even cyclists, know that can be quite challenging when you don't have a proper seat to sit on. Everyone, there's people of all sorts of abilities. There's some, there's a chap that could run a marathon in 2.5 hours running, but there are also people who, you know, just run socially or don't even run. They, you know, they wanted to take part because it was a great cause.
How important is the Great Glen Challenge to raising the funds that RSABI needs to function year on year?
So it's our main flagship event, and last year we raised £42,000. We'd like to try and top that this year, but as you can imagine, that's a huge boost for our funds, absolutely massive. But also the event's really, really important for raising awareness about the services that we offer, so particularly the 24-hour helpline. So we're open every day of the year, 365 days, every hour of the day, and we are getting calls through the middle of the night just now, and those calls are really, really important calls. So we're very glad that we've extended the hours to being 24 hours.
I think sometimes, Carol, when people are thinking about mental health support or any kind of support, because RSABI will help in kind of any or all circumstances, right? I think there's probably a lot of people out there who think, I'm not in a serious enough state. I'm not the sort of person that they are looking to help. There's probably a bit of messaging to be got out there, isn't there? Is that if you think you might need a bit of help, RSABI can be there for you in things that you might not think it's an emergency, but you can still be there.
Absolutely. I mean, the most worrying thing from my point of view is when people phone and say, I wish I'd phoned you 6 months ago. So the message would be, pick up the phone. The earlier they speak to us, the quicker we can help. And for example, we can get free counselling to people within a matter of days that can really help get people back on track. If you go to your GP just now, you might wait up to a year because of such demand, but we can get counsellors to people within days, and that's so important. And in fact, demand for our counselling services has trebled in the past year.
Goodness me. How does that make you guys feel, Carol and Sam, as you've just come in as the headline sponsors of the Great Glen Challenge?
I guess it must be so difficult when you're, you know, running a farm, for example, and your family and other people are totally reliant on you to give in or think you're giving in to, you know, mental health issues. So it must just be so important to have something, you can pick up the phone.
Absolutely, and the service is completely confidential. You know, we're friendly, but it's totally confidential, and we're very, very professional. Mm. And people can choose from the type of counsellor that they would like to work with. Some people want to speak to a counsellor that knows about farming, but some people just want to speak to someone that's completely a clean, fresh pair of ears.
Yeah, sometimes it's easier to speak to someone that just is a total stranger and doesn't know anything.
Absolutely, but I would say that there is an encouraging trend for people to reach out sooner now, which is really encouraging, but we want to build on that, and particularly when there's times of challenge for the industry ahead.
That's great. So you've heard a bit about what RSABI does and why it's important. So you'll be, are you competing again this year, Sam, in the Great Glen Challenge?
I'm hoping to. I've got my name down. It'll just depend on whether I'm selected as part of the elite group.
Getting a place on a team has been very competitive in the office, in fact.
Take two, take three, take four.
We might have to do some qualifiers. No, I'd love to do it again because it's a great day, and it also gets you out of the office for a day, which is great.
And such a great cause to support.
Right. Carol and Sam, I know you've got more people you want to talk to as well, so we should just give Carol one more opportunity to let us know how people can sign up for the Great Glen Challenge and then move on.
Okay, so please head to our website, RSABI's website, and you'll find information there all about the challenge. You can press the sign up now button and you'll be with us on the 25th of August for the Great Glen Challenge.
Absolutely brilliant.
Johnson Carmichael, who are right next to us ringside, I think have a team this year as well that we'll be competing against.
Can we fraternise with the enemy? Or?
Well, let's find out what they've got in case they've got some ringers.
Okay, so we're heading from the Gillespie McAndrew tent over to the Johnston Carmichael tent, which is only a short hop, right? It's literally feet away from your tent. Let's go inside and get away from the noise a little bit.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Jen Stewart. Hi. Nice to meet you.
You too.
Yeah, so I'm Jen Stewart. I'm a partner at Johnston Carmichael. I head up our rural and landed estates team. So, delighted to be here at Fife Show today.
We were just talking to Carol McLaren about the Great Glen Challenge, and we understand you have a team going in as well.
We do indeed. Big supporters of the Great Glen Challenge. We've taken part in it most years. I think it's about been 11 years it's been running now. So, you know, it brings a lot of people in the sector together to raise funds for a fantastic charity. So, great fun. We get all warmed up. We're gold sponsors of the Kilt Walk as well. So actually, you get a good bit of training in doing the walks for that. So.
They're accountants, but they're fit accountants.
Absolutely, absolutely.
What do you get out of being at shows like this, Jen? What does Johnston Carmichael get out of coming along to these kind of rural agricultural shows? I'm sure you're here, but there's a whole season of these shows about to kick off, isn't there?
That's right. It's the second show of the season today. It was air show last week, but we love coming to the shows. We get to see all our clients and our contacts and our friends and their families all come and see us. It's a great touch point to meet with clients and talk in that informal manner. And I think, it's been a couple of years that when COVID was there, and actually everybody is really coming out in force to come back to the shows. So we're at Fife today. We go to Angus Show on the 10th of June, the Royal Highland Show, Turriff Show in Black Isle, where we exhibit, but our team across the country attend all of the other local shows as well to catch up with clients and friends.
And it's so great being ringside because you see everything going on as well.
You do, and I think that the effort that all of the committee members put in to putting on these shows is fantastic, and you just see the buzz of people going about, and really the weather doesn't really impact, people come regardless. And great to see record numbers of sheep here this year as well, with the national show for Suffolk being here. So a great buzz and great to see clients.
You got a highlight, a particular personal highlight thing you're looking out for particularly?
Well, my family are showing sheep today, and they just won a championship in the Border Leasters with the Yow, so that has been a highlight so far, and the interbreed will be getting judged just after 1 o'clock, so that'll be exciting to watch. Yeah. And the children all enter into the young handlers as well, so it's great seeing that next generation coming through and getting involved.
Absolutely brilliant, congratulations. You say your family, do you mean like your...
To my husband and children, they were all showing this morning, so yes.
You must be buzzing, that's great.
And that little session there is a training session for a 15-week-old Labrador.
Martin Kennedy, and I'm president of NFU Scotland.
Martin, I've been hearing you chatting to people today, and you've been down at Downing Street recently, you've been sewing neeps up at home, you're here at Fife Show.
You've been busy.
Yeah, pretty much. It doesn't really change, actually. We're pretty much all over the place, and each one is equally as important as the rest. You know, whether I'm sewing neeps or being at number 10 Downing Street, they're both seriously important venues to be at, as has been here at Fife Show today and speaking to our members and the wider public.
talk about Fife Show, because that's obviously why we're here, but what was the Downing Street trip about?
Really, it was a food, summit that was asked for by NFU south of the border back in November, and it was really to try and get a summit to get food security really on the agenda, because how important it is right now. And it was a good event, although I have to say I was getting quite nervous as it got closer to the event. Once we heard it was happening, we thought this is fantastic, but then the press was really thinking, the view I was getting was, this is about, you know, food inflation is really, really high. Understand that. Is this about, you know, how are we going to get food prices down? That certainly didn't come over at all. Prime Minister, when he addressed us, it was all about primary production. It was about food production and our ability to be sustainable food production but still produce it here within the UK, which came over quite well. And it's an event that's not happened before, or certainly not in recent history. But it's something I've asked for to be an annual event. If we have it as an annual event, then we can look back and say, well, what's the progress been since last year? So I think that the profile certainly raised the profile again about actually how important food production is, food security within our own country, you know, the steps that we do from an environmental point of view, from an animal health welfare point of view, how we produce that is extremely important. It's not just about having enough, and we can do it sustainably here in Scotland. So it was a good event to be at, and I just hope it continues.
You sound buoyed up by it. You sound like it was a positive, encouraging exchange.
Yes, I think, and the more we talk about it, the more it comes up the radar, and the more the public are realising it. I mean, they're there today. We're speaking to MPs and MSPs today here on the stand, so that was part of the conversation. And because it's part of the conversation, then that gets raised higher and higher up the sort of corridors of power. And the more the corridors of power understand what's going on and how important food security is, not just for our ability to, you know, produce the most important energy source there is, but the effect that has on the wider economy as well. So, and again, you know, if we don't produce it here, what do? Do we import it from other parts of the world that don't have the same care and attention when it comes to animal welfare and environmental conditions? No, I think we've got to focus more on it here.
We talk a lot on Farm about how can we get consumers to better understand food, where food comes from, what farmers do and food producers do day in and day out. And actually, an event like this is a perfect example of how that can work, isn't it?
It is. It's a perfect example of how that works, but there's maybe not just quite the detail in it. I think this has still got to come back to core education. You know, at the minute, we've still got too big a disconnect between primary agriculture, where our food comes from, and in our, you know, in our primary schools and our secondary schools, and understand this is a fantastic industry to be involved in. That comes down to education. We've got too big a disconnect now. We're a few, you know, few decades away, you know, a few generations away now from where some of our consumers have been from working in the land, whereas, you know, 40, 50 years ago, everybody had a good idea where their food comes from and how it's produced.
Brilliant. And I suppose I'll just finish up. You're here at Fife Show. You're obviously representing the NFU Scotland, but what are you looking forward to seeing? What are you most looking forward to?
It's the cattle, it's the sheep, it's the parade. It's actually just bumping into people and speaking. It's always a show. Agricultural shows in Scotland are fantastic social events. So, and it's tremendous to be here and speaking to people. This is all about people. That's what agriculture is all about. It's all about communities, working with people and speaking to people, which is fantastic.
I'll let you get on. Thank you so much for your time.
The final animal in this lineup is the overall heavy horse champion. Now, she was champion of the Clydesdales, the Shetland ponies, and the Highland ponies. And she's from the Blacks in Kalesi, and her name is Kalesi Honeysuckle.
So, guys, we are at the end of the day at the show. Sam Carroll from Glessy McAndrew. How has your day gone, and how has the day working out for you? Has it worked out for you, Carol?
A lot of exhibitions, a lot of rosettes, a lot of chatting to people. It's been a great day.
Yeah, just to echo that, I mean, the sun's not managed to come out yet, but it's been great to wander around all the exhibits, see the horses, the livestock, the machinery. Yeah, it's a great show. Great to bump into people you haven't seen in a long time. And great to speak to clients or people you've never met, or you've just spoken to over phone or by email. I mean, I sort of qualified during COVID, so sort of the end of last year and this year is really the first time I'm managing to get out and actually meet people. I mean, I think if I was a client, I'd like to know who my solicitor or advisor, professional advisor was, just so that you can meet them on a human level. And the same goes for when you're the advisor and you're a client. It's lovely to meet them, because then there's a personal element and you understand why you're doing what you're doing for them.
So listen, guys, a slightly different episode of On Farm today. It's been brilliant to have Sam and Carol from Gillespie McAndrew as our guest co-presenters. I'm hoping that On Farm will get along to the Great Glen Challenge. We were talking about that earlier. And we'll see at least one of you there. Is that right, Sam? We're signing you up. You are signed up for the Great Glen Challenge already.
Yep. The next time you speak to me, I will be covered in sweat.
Okay.
Lucky you.
And with that, we will finish off this episode of On Farm. Thank you very much.
It's been a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Massive thanks to producer Dave, and massive thanks to Carol and Sam from Gillespie McAndrew for sharing their day out at Fife Show with us. I'll finish with our usual reminder about On Farm, which is made for you by our team here at Seen and Heard PR and Marketing. I've no doubt that we'll be at more shows over the course of the summer. We've already got some exciting plans for the Highland Show. If you see us out and about, do come and have a chat. It always makes life more interesting for us too. So, that's it from me, and bye for now.